Good morning. Today's shir is called Kamadach of Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by the Daskal's family, Lezecha Nishmas, Yitzchak, Moshe, Ben Yisrael, Yehuda, Shama should have an Aliyah. We're in the middle of the sugya of Esho Mishum Machokos, Reish Lakos, Shem of Yochanan, of Esho Mishum Chitzo, Esho Mishum Mamono. Someone shoots, sends out fire, is it a din that does damage? Is it damage by din Chitz, which would therefore would be Adam Hamazik, or is it Mishum Mamon, which has a din of Mamon Hamazik? So Gemara says, Amar Rava, Kashli Le'Avaya. Avaya asked the question. He says, Lamanda Amar Isho Mishum Chitzov. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Isho is Mishum Chitzov, Tamim Be'esh Depata Rachmana, Hechi Mishkachas Lo'ich. Where would we then find a case where you, by, but the din by Esh is that if it's Tamon, if there are Kalim that are hidden in the haystack, and you light fire, and the fire comes and burns the haystack, and burns what's Tamon, burns what's hidden, I mean, we'll learn the specifics of those dinim later on, but the basic din is you're putter for tamun. You're putter for what's hidden. The question is whether you know it's there, whether you don't know it's there, whether it's typical to be there, whether it's not typical to be there. But someone maintains that keeps their diamonds in the haystack, and you send the fire and you burn the haystack, technically you would be putter for the diamonds that are burnt, if diamonds can't get burnt up, that are burnt up in the haystack. But if you hold Ishu Mishum Chetzov, right, then Ishu Mishum Chetzov is an Adam Hamazik. And Adam Hamazik, why would they be putter? You're putter for everything. Bein Ar, Bein Yashon, Bein Shogeg, Bein Anus. You're always chai for Adam Hamazik. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hechi Mishkachas Lo. Second Rashi, Ilu Adam Zorek Chetz. If someone shoots an arrow, the Hezik Betomen, Lo Bechai Benezek, and the arrow shoots and then it hits and it damages something that's hidden. Let's say there's a cloak hidden in the haystack, and the arrow goes through the haystack, rips the cloak. You still be chayiv. And there brings another pshat. Lishna chuina high chetz olam betamen who nichnasu mazik below shemati. He says another pshat is maybe the chetz always penetrates inside, so it's always chayev for tamen. But look at Tosfos explains a little different. He expands, I think, on the first sheet of Rashi. He says perish bishlam alaman dami ishum ishum mamono ain't tame with the pater tam the ptur tamen. You know that there's a ptur tamen because it's mamon, right? The apa god the bechol niski mamono could go karen shem v'regel chayev tamen, even though in all the other mamon cases. Yechayev for Tamon, Matzinu Chilukim by Karen Shane v'Regel Hilchosayim. We found different Chilukim by Karen, by Shane on his brushos. Nanizot. You have different cases where there's a patur when it comes to Mamon Hamazik. So there's a patur for Tamon when it comes to Eish if it's me Mamon Hamazik. But about Adam Hamazik, talking about Adam Hamazik, Lo Chalik Akasu. Because the pasuk never gave a distinction. Dixit Petzatachas Petzach. But Hashinu was so pure. Kim Lechayev Al Shoy Kimezid Va'Onis Keratzon. Nefichach Ain Svaro Lidros Isha Mishum Chetzo. Therefore, you can't learn that Eishu is Mishum Chetzov because then you would eviscerate the whole tour of Taman. Because in Eishu Mishum Chetzov, it's a din in Adam. Adam is Chayev, so the whole tour of Taman would disappear. So, right, okay. There are other pshatim. The Ravid says that the whole din is that the tour of Taman is midin Onis. And therefore, and Adam is Mu'ud even for Onus, and that can't work. The Rebbe Peretz says it can't be that. It can't be Midin Onus, because if it's Midin Onus, then it should be a Ptur in all of Mamon Hamazik. It shouldn't only be, because you're always Ptur for an Onus. So it can't just be that Talmud is a Ptur of Onus. We'll go with the Peirush of Rashi and Tosfos that it doesn't make sense. If Ishu, Mishum Chitzo, there should be no Ptur of Talmud, because it's an Adam Hamazik, and Adam is always Chayev.
Why can't you just say that's
exactly
the point? Yesterday we asked why
Ish
is Mishum Chitzo.
Right.
We asked yesterday, then what's Ish? Ish is the same thing as
Adam. Right.
So you know, there's
chidushim,
there's, you know, different nuances of that Ish.
Okay, but now
exactly the
point. But so there's the nuance about Ish is that the Ptur that the Torah gives it doesn't exist. There's a Ptur of Tamlin. It doesn't exist. So the Gemara is going to bring a case where it does exist. So the Gemara says, V'nichale. Rabbi answered his own kashuk. Kigon shenafla dleiko la'osa chatzir. Nafla doesn't mean happen by itself. Someone lit a fire in his chatzir, and there was a geder. There was a stone fence that was up that was going to block the fire from going to the next person's field. Right. So at the time that he lit, the ish could not go to the chatzir chaveru. So at the time that you lit, it wasn't your chetz anymore. It doesn't because it basically stopped. But then nafla geder. Then the fence falls down. So lo machmas dleika for some other reason, not because the fire burned it down. For some other reason, somebody came and knocked down the stone fence. So in that case, then after the fence is knocked down, the ish goes forth and the damage is in Menachem's field. It knocks down all his, it burns all his stuff. The hasam kolu lechitzav. The din is that When the fence was up, it was kol chetzav. My arrows were stopped, as if there was a force field that was basically blocking my esh from going through. So it's no longer esh mishum chetzav. Right? So therefore, in this case, it was nigmar koach ha-chetz. It's not my chetz anymore. Right? So even though it's adam ha-mazik, mazik, Rav Yochanan at this point, it's ishum ishum chetzav, even though it's adam ha-mazik, nevertheless, since at the time that the fire was lit, it couldn't do anything, it couldn't damage, now that it fell down, so that's where the p'tur of tavan comes in. If it continues going forward, and it burns, and then it burns, then anything that's tavan would be potter. So Gemara asked right away, e-hachi, if we deal with a case where it was kol chetzav, where it was impossible for it to go destroy, the inyan goli nami kol chetzav. Why are you making a distinction between goli and tavan? You should be totally putter in this case. It was kol chetzav, it had no power to do damage to begin with, and then something else happened, an onus happened, where somebody else knocked down the fence, and then it went forward. I should be putter. Forget some putter on tavan. I should be putter on the goli, on the haystack itself, because it was kol chetzav. Rashi says, look at kol chetzav. It couldn't destroy anything. So if it could destroy anything, why am I chayiv even on the galoy, even on the stuff that's not tamun? So there's a big kasha that Reb Chaim and the Imre Moshe ask from a Gemara in Nachav Tes that talks about someone who brings kankanim or some canisters to the roof. Where they can't fall off unless it's ruach shein, unless there's a hurricane comes. Typically they can't fall off, and then this hurricane comes, knocks the kankanim off, and then the kankanim, they fell on the ground. They become a bore, and someone trips on them and gets hurt. The Gemara says they're putter, because even the Gemara. Oh, I just got it too ahead. The Gemara says that they're putter. The Gemara, because the Gemara is going to say over here that we're dealing with the case where the fire fell, if the fire knocked down the fence, you couldn't put it back up. So over here it says you couldn't put it back up, then you would have been chayav. But over there it says even though you couldn't pick up the canisters, you're still potter. It seems to be a steer in the Gemaras. I try to look at the Imre Moshe. It was like pages and pages and pages. I would say I didn't have the time, but yesterday I had the time. I didn't have the havana. I didn't understand it. So Gemara now says, so back by the question, ihachi le'inyan galoi nami kol lechetzav. It should also be potter for the galoi. So Gemara says, The Shita of Yochanan is not exclusive of the Shita of Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan actually agrees to Reish Lakish. Alaman de Islay Mishum Chetzov, according to Rav Yochanan, who says that Ishu Mishum Chetzov, Islay Nami Mishum Amono. It's not that it's Mishum Chetzov, it's also Mishum Chetzov. It's Mishum Amono and Mishum Chetzov, depending on the situation of what you need, pretty much. And so what's our case? What's the case now? So Gagon Shahailo Lugodra Vilo Gadra. We're dealing with a case where the fence was knocked down, the fire was lit. The fence was knocked down, no fault of his own. The fence was knocked down. Then he had time, Hailo Lagojo below Gedara, right? He had time to rebuild the fence and to stop the fire from going forward. But he didn't do it. Nevertheless, he didn't do it. So therefore, you're right, Mishum Chetzav, he stopped. Because at the beginning of the time, it was at T1, when he lit the fire, his arrows were stopped. But now that he could have built the fence up again, now it's Mishum Mamono. Now it's his Mamono is going to be Mazik. Tahasom Shorahu, below Tapich Be'ape. It's as if it's his Shor, it's as if it's his Mamon, and it's as if he didn't lock the fence in the barn, and he let it go out. Since he could have put up the fence again, now it's, and he also holds Mishum Mamon, so you're right, Mishum Chetzav, it stopped, but Mishum Mamon, it goes forward, and it goes forward Mishum Mamon, so you're Chayiv on the Goloi, but you're Potter on the Taman, because by Ish, you're Potter on Taman. Rashi says, Isle Nami Mishum Mamono, the Hecha Deleka Lechiyuva Mishum Chetzav, if there's a situation where you can't be Machayiv for Chetzav, the Iko Lechiyuva Mishum Mamono, but you can be Machayiv in Din Mamon Amazik, Mechayivin Lei. Then we're mechayev him. In other words, you have a choice to choose which way you're going to be mechayev him. Hilchach inyan goy the lugaloi afa gavi kol chetzav chayev mishum amono. But for the so therefore in our case it comes to galoi, even though it was kol chetzav, nevertheless you have a din of mamon amazik, and therefore you chayev on the galoi. But because it's ish, you're putter on the tamon. Okay, so the Gemara continues. It's a weird, strange question, and Tosas Lo Rishonim pointed out. Kime Acher demand the Islam Mishum Chetzav, Islam Nam Mishum Amono. Now that we're saying that Rav Yochanan holds that the Mechayev Ramadik Ish is Zorich Chetz, it's also Kime Mechayev Mishum Mamon Amazik,
My benayu. What's the nafka mean between the two shitas? So what do you mean with the nafka between? What about the past two dapim we're talking about? Tosa says right away. My benayu. Having matzil and meimar, ikub benayu kol hanidi lael. Kelos lekacharar va'anichi anuchu begodish. Rabbi Yochanan shalim al shahar hagodish. Chati nezek reishlochan al shahar gadish potor. You know the whole thing that we just back and forth. It's according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Rashi explains it. If you can't be mechayiv and bishum mishum chetzov, you're mechayiv mishum armano. But really, so you start with mishum chetzov, and then there's nafkaminas between the nafkos minay between mamon and eish. And Rashi says also. So Rashi points on that, and he says, if you look at the Rashi, v'chimei achad amanda isle mishum chetzov v'sinam mishum armano my benayu, we say heichad rachel shelo haisa my ika ben Rabbi Yochanan. So the mechayle with pitar shuntarti reshlokas lo mechayle el mishumchada. We're talking about a specific case where the kachelas with the fire belongs to the arsonist, so to speak, to the guy who lights the fire. All those other cases, we're talking about mamono, the dog came and picked up. Those are different cases. We're talking about a specific case. What's the cases where the fire actually belongs to the guy who lit it? So my benayu, what's the distinction between the two cases? So Gemara says. And we'll learn, I guess, Rashi's first pshat, which is Rashi's only pshat in the Gemara here. But the ike benayu lechayovo ba'arba dvarim, the chayav for four things. What are the four things? Rashi says nezek tzar ripoy b'sheves, and he leaves out boshes. Meaning, what happens? The chiluk is if you talk about a man lights his own fire, and the fire goes out and goes burns somebody. Now, okay, so according to Reish Lakish, who says that the eish is mishum mamon, so then it's mamon amazik, and mamon is mazik is only chayav for nezek. But if you're talking, but according to Rav Yochanan, who says that you can even be mechayev mishum chetzov, then it's adam amazik. An adam is mazik, somebody else, is chayev with chamish, chayev five things, but in this case, according to Rashi, only chayev four things, of nezek, sar, ripoy, v'sheves, because you're an adam amazik. Says boshes, you're not chayev. Why are you not chayev for boshes? Because a person's not chayev for boshes until he has kavana to do damage. Here in this case, he had kavana to light the fire, he didn't necessarily have kavana to burn somebody. Meaning, if you went and lit somebody on fire, you know, purposely, then you'd be chayav all five things according to Rashi. But that's the difference. That's the chiluk between ishu mishum mamono and ishu mishum chetzov. Again, if it's mishum mamono, you would be chayav in the heidvarim. If it's ishu mishum chetzov, and therefore you're other mamazik, you are chayav on these dalat varim. So we said that Rashi holds that Rashi says that you only chayav for nezek tzar ripoy v'sheves, but you're not mishalom the boshes because you're not chayav on boshes until there's kavana. But the Rambam in Hilkos Niske Mamon Perik Yudal Lachat Hesvav says that you chayiv even on the boshes. So on the spot, the Lecha Mishnah asks, how is that possible? The Rambam looks all five. The Lecha Mishnah says, it says in our sugya, Dal Advarim. You have to leave that one. How does the Rambam list? How does the Rambam list all of them? Right? So he says that maybe the case of the Rambam is that the Rambam is talking about the case where he has Kavana to be Masik, like we said before, that he actually lit the guy on fire or something like that. And our sugya is where there was no Kavana. Therefore, there'd be no Machlok between Rashi and the Rambam. But the Bach and Choshen Mishpat in Simen Tuf Yud Ches, so Katan Yalaf writes that no, the Rambam is cholik on Rashi, and he says, and even in our case, you'd be chayiv on boshes. And when it says dal dvarim, it's dal dvarim outside of not including nezek. Nezek, of course, you chayiv because he did damage. Nezek even chayiv according to Reish Lakish. So you don't have to tell me about nezek. So the dal dvarim according to the Bach would be tsar ripoy sheves and boshes. Okay, and the Gra brings down over there that the Rambam is mefurish in the Yerushalmi. But then That's the question though is though, according to the Rambam though, if he's arguing on Rashi, so and you pay boshes here, but there's no kavana. So why are you chayiv for boshes if there's no kavana? The Gemara on Daf Chavav says that you're not chayiv boshes until you have kavana. So the Sma says that the Rambam holds that since what does kavana mean? It doesn't necessarily mean kavana to damage the person. The machlokes is what kavana is. Kavana can mean kavana to damage, or kavana to embarrass him. So here, since he lit the fire, he had kavana to do damage. Once you have kavana to damage, that includes the kavana, anything that comes out of it, which is sort of mistavri. You know, once you lit the fire, you have kavana to do damage. Okay, so we finished that little piece. Next, the Mishnah talked about a case of a dog that took this biscuit, and attached to the biscuit was this coal, right? Kibbles and bits. He doesn't eat the coal. It's a biscuit with a coal attached to it. That's why there's two separate chiyuvim. He eats the biscuit and he puts the coal onto the, and that's why it's shinoi also when he puts it in his mouth because it's a burning coal that's there. So he takes a charara that has like a cheles on it, and he goes to the gadish. He goes to the stack and he eats the charara, right? He eats the charara and he places the coal onto the gadish and it burns. So the din of the Mishnah was that on the charara, on the biscuit that he ate, he's chayiv nezek shalim. We didn't shein. And on the Gaddish, he's chayiv chatzin nezek, because they say it's Soros or it's Shinoi, whatever the case may be. So the Gemara asks, man chayiv, who's chayiv to pay the chatzin nezek for the Sreifas HaGaddish? What do you mean, who's chayiv? We say, Bala Kelef, the owner of the dog is chayiv, because the owner of the dog put the Gaddish, lit the Gaddish on fire. The dog lit the Gaddish, so the owner is chayiv. So Gemara says, why not? El chayiv nami bal gacheles. Let's be mechayiv the owner of the flame as well. So here, basically in this situation, the havamina, the assumption is that there are three parties involved. There's the owner of the dog, there's the owner of the Gaddish, and the owner of the gacheles, or somebody else. So let's be mechayiv the owner of the gacheles, also because he was posheya by the fact that he was not shomer his coals, the dog could come and take it and place it on the fire. So he was negligent, and therefore he should be chayiv. So Rashi says, "Ulchayiv nami balag acheles." Towards the bottom, taha bein mar ubein mar. Whether you hold like Reish Lakish or Rav Yochanan, mishuma monu islehu. There's a din of eshu mishuma mono. So this fire is his mamon, not because he's not. If it's only mishum chaytzov, then he won't be chayiv because he didn't do it. But if it's shuma mono, mishuma mono islehu. Hilkal Rav Yochanan normally ela gadol shishal chatzia nezek tzroros saying l'shalim balag acheles chatzia acher the hamamonohu. According to Rav Yochanan, says it's tzroros. Therefore, the balag acheles should pay the other half. Right, half should be paid by the Bala Kelev, and half should be paid by the Bala HaGacheles. The Reish Lakish, Amar al Gaddish Kula Havi Pater. The Reish Lakish, who said before that you're completely Pater on the Gaddish, Lushalim Bala Gacheles Kulye. The Bala Gacheles should pay for the whole thing. So why are we not Mechai of the Bala Gacheles? So the Gemara says, Bishashimir Gachalto. Dealing with the case where the guy was Shomer, he did a proper Shmira on his Gacheles, like he put it in his house. I guess he put burning coals in his house, and he locked the door appropriately, and therefore he's an anus. By the fact that a door came and took the gachalas, he's an anus, and therefore he's putter milushalim. So the Gemara asks, wait a second, ikish shishimer, if you're dealing with a case where he ikish shishimer gachalto, if he properly washes the gachalas, my boy kelev chahasam, then how did the dog get there? So the Gemara says, kishet b'sheh chasar, where the dog dug underneath, the dog dug underneath, and he went in and he took the gacheles. That's the Munki Yosef says the shukater. He dug underneath, right? So Rashi says b'shashimer gachalto shenaol blatos beso yafe v'anosu, and he was an anus. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Mari. Well, Tosos asked right away. Tosos says b'shashimer gachalto. He says v'im tomer umashmiri hizo. What type of shmir is this? If you know that the dogs can dig underneath, what type of shmir do you have there? You should protect from that as well. Right? The stam blatos chatura saying it's okay, because we see right in the next line of the Gemara that we see from here that stam delis is right for a dog to dig underneath. So Tosos answers, as long as he did what he had to do with the typical, you don't have to necessarily do a shmira above and beyond based on each individual situation. You have to do a typical proper shmira. Once you did the proper shmira, that's enough. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mari, Vreder of Kahana, Zoso Meris, from the fact that the Mishnah is Mechayev the Bala Kelev for the Tashlum on the Charara, right? Because the Bala Kelev is Chayev for eating the biscuit. Even though that the only way the dog got to the biscuit was through the Shinoi action of digging underneath, Zoso Meris, Tlam Blatos, Chaturus Heinetzel Chelev. This comes to tell us that regular doors are considered as if they're dug out for the dogs, so therefore it's not considered a shinoi necessarily for the dog to go under, because it's a derech of the kelev to go dig underneath it. It's not considered a dover mishuna. Therefore he has to pay nezek sholem on the biscuit. If it was a dover mishuna to dig under the door, then he won't have to pay chati nezek, because then that would only be chati nezek, like it didn't keren. That would be, because it's a dover mishuna. Here we're saying it's not a dover mishuna, that's why he pays nezek sholem. So, right, we did the Tosos. Okay, so Gemara continues. Now, the Gemara asks, okay, we're dealing with a case now where he dug under the door. So Gemara says, "The achla hecha, where did the dog eat the biscuit? Ilema the achla begadish the alma. If you're going to tell me that he ate the biscuit by the gadish, which at this point we're saying doesn't belong to the owner of the biscuit, then he didn't eat the biscuit for Rishus HaNizak. And if it's Shane, you're only chayiv to do for Rishus HaNizak." The Gemara says, "Habayin alu bir b'ster acher v'leka." You need to be in the, for order to be chayiv, in this case, Shane, you have to eat in the Rishus HaNizak. And in this case, Vileka, you didn't eat in the Rishus HaNizak, you ate it in the Rishus of the Baal HaGadish. So why are you chayiv? Why are you chayiv for Shane? It probably plays into the Gemara we had on Shabbos, whether you, the Megalgel, where you brought it from one Nizak, one Rishus to another Rishus. But the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, our assumption is wrong. Our assumption is wrong that in this case, it's the Baal HaGadish is the same owner, the owner of the Gadish is the owner of the biscuit. The achla begodish to Baal Charara. The Mishnah is dealing with a case where the dog ate the Charara by the godish that belongs to the owner of the Charara. Therefore, we can be mechayiv the owner of the dog for Shane because he ate it Rishus HaNizak. He ate it by the godish, he owns both parts. So he ate in the Rishus of the Rishus. So therefore, it is Shane Rishus, the Rishus HaNizak. Okay. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, it's interesting, machlokas, there's a machlokas that we're going to talk about now. We say, this is the case, we can answer this machlokas. What happens? Tifshot, from the din of our Mishnah, that the Kelev who eats the Charara, the Rishus HaNizak, because we're talking about the Gadish, is the owner of, is the same owner as the Charara, then the Baal is Chai Mishum Nezek of Shane, then we can prove that Pi Para, the mouth of the Para, is considered Kichatzar HaNizak Dami. The mouth of the Para is considered as a Chatzar HaNizak. Meaning it's a machlokas, because we'll see later, it's a machlokas whether the mouth of the para is considered chatzar hanizak, or is it considered chatzar hamazik. And if it was chatzar hamazik, then the Gemara asks, well, how do you have shein? But if it's the chatzar hamazik, then you're not chayev for shein, because you ate it in the, it's the rishus of the mazik. And you need to repeat eating the rishus of the nizak, if the mouth of the cow is rishus hamazik, then how do you have, how are you chayev? So the Gemara says, prove from here the chatzar hanizak dummy. The eke chatzar hamazik dummy, if we can say that the mouth of the cow or the mouth of the dog is considered the chutzner of the owner of the dog, then why is the Baal HaKelev, the owner of the dog, have to pay Nezek Shalem for eating the biscuit? Lemalei, let the owner of the dog tell the Baal HaCharara, Ma bayi riftach bepuma de kalbi. Why is your biscuit in the mouth of my dog? He can say that, the fact that the Torah is not mechayiv me unless I eat in the Rishus HaNizak, therefore, the mouth of the dog is as if it's Rishus HaMazik, and you can't be mechayiv me. So he basically says, why is your biscuit in my Rishus? So everyone asks, what are you talking about? Why is the biscuit in my Rishus? The dog wouldn't put it in his Rishus. He took it. That's where the chayiv is.
You say, haven't my dog been in a situation where he
would have died? No, because he dug under your door and took it.
Okay, but we just went through that.
And what do we answer? Therefore, it's not considered shinoi, and therefore Yechai Nezek Shalem. Now we're saying, even though he dug it, it's not a shinoi, nevertheless, since he ate the biscuit in his own mouth, now that's not considered Rishus HaNizak. What does that mean? The dog took it. I don't understand the Havamina. And the Gemara says, Dibayilu, there's a Shaila. Pi Parah Kechatzar HaNizak Dami, or Kechatzar Mazak Dami. Is the mouth of the cow considered the rishus of the nizak, and therefore Yechai Medin Shein, or is considered chatzar mazik, and therefore your potter? So my cow is walking around, it goes into your field, eats all your grass, and the one side says it's potter because in his own mouth. Then what's the pasuk talking about? Bir b'stei acher. I don't understand the havamina. So Tosos on the Ibn Masvah Tifshot, he asks, and maybe he's talking about this. He says, why is this even a shayla? Why are we only answering the shayla from here? Right? We said from here, you see from here that the Baal HaKelev is chayev, as you see that it's chatzar HaNizak. We had all these other mishnayos. We said before, Shemu Edes Lechol Haro'ila, and the guy who ate Mitzadeh HaRachava. All those cases also, you had Shane eating, and we didn't, and you were chayev. Why don't we prove over there that it's talking about chatzar HaNizak, that the mouth is still chatzar HaNizak? So Toso says that the suffix of the Gemara is not, like I said before. He says that the suffix of the Gemara is where the behemo entered the Nizak's field, but someone who's not chayev for their actions places the food in the mouth of the para. Like a cheir shotir katon took the peros and put it in the mouth. So there's the shayla, whether you say, and that gets rid of my question. There is a shayla, whether we say it's chatzar hamazik or chatzar hanizak.
If you bring this all from the end of the day after, it doesn't help.
Why?
Beer,
it means that
the cow's
going to
do
it on his own.
You think for the
pasuk, the cow's going to do it on his own.
He was wandering and went and ate in someone else's field.
Okay, so let's go to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Via Marta kichatzar mazik dami." And if you're going to say that the din is kichatzar mazik, the Gemara asks, "Shein dechi rachmana heichem shachaslo." What's the case of shame that the Torah is talking about? How are you going to find a case? Right, the Torah talks about b'yibus de'acher, but if you say that the mouth is the reshus of the mazik, where are you going to find, and he's putter, where are you going to find, where are you going to find dinah yichai of shame? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mari, Bereid Rav Kahana, talk about the toldos. He goes and shen nischakeka b'kotel ha'nasa, or b'tinfa peiris la'nasa. What Shane is he does some damage, derech hanah. So he rubbed up against the wall and he knocked it over, or he tint for the peiros lahanah. So those are the cases where you chayim mishum niskei Shane, because that's no mouth over there. Yeah.
It's not a star. There's no mouth of Shane anymore.
Yeah. Right. So the Gemara says, well, that's one question. You're right. It comes over here now that the
top.
What?
There's no more
out. Right, so...
But means cause hidden and exposed.
So according to Tosos, it may make sense. Well, I don't know how it makes sense according to Tosos. Tosos is talking about a case where the Chayr is to cut and put it in its mouth.
Or it's for this case, that doesn't work for the...
Right.
For the
I don't
know. I remember
we said it would be our means if the tooth is exposed. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Maskiflamarazucha, Vahaba Inakashir, Yivar Hagalatumo, Vileka. From the Pasuk in Malachim, we said that, well, this is similar to your question, but different. Yivar Hagala means that you just completely destroy. You completely eat up the whole the thing that's being damaged, the lekka, and here there's no case. So Ravina says they could have a case. The Shav Tzalmi, Rav Ashi Amar, the Pasui. Maybe there were some images that were scratched onto the wall, and by him rubbing onto the images, it got rid of it. So therefore, it was Yivar Atumo, or the Pasei Pasui, where he was Mizgalgal and Peiros in tit in some cement, and then the Peiros got underneath it, and then they're completely gone also. So you can work it out. But your question is good. According to this, you don't have an av. We don't have the av of Shane. According to Tosis, you do have the av of Shane, because he says the suffix is a different case. But I don't understand how the
Stewie's question is a good question.
Yeah. The pasuk says
Shane and someone else.
Right. Right. So, no. So according to Tosos, the regular case is the shame. That's who Bir Vester Acher. The suffix is only if somebody else puts it into the parah's mouth. So then your question is fine, because then you have Bir Vester Acher. That everyone agrees you're chayev if it goes in and takes it. That's the koladeus according to Tosos.
The only question is the
The only question, no, is if someone stoops it in his mouth.
No.
If someone else puts it in the mouth.
But you have to hold it.
I don't know, Rashi seems to hold that that's the suffix is right, they bring down here, that's where Rashi holds. Okay. There's got to be an answer for that. Right, but it's not only Tosos. They all ask. The Tosos, Paris, the Rabbi, the Rashba, in the Shita, they say basically like Tosos. You can't hold the way I explained originally. You can't hold that way. Right. We'll learn like Tosos. Because this way we can have a better understanding. So the Gemara tries to prove. The only problem is now that you try to prove like Tosos, you have to learn the rest of the Gemara that way. So Tashma, we have a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Cases shisa bo es hakelev, shisa bo es hanachash. I incite a dog or a snake to bite you. I didn't touch it. I didn't bring it. I incite the dog, and it goes ahead and then it bites you. So putter, I the inciter is putter because I wasn't mazik b'gadayim. It was only grama. And grama b'nizakin is putter. Maybe I'm chayim d'ishamayim, but I don't have any monetary obligations. So Gemara asks, man putter, who's putter? We say mishase putter. The inciter is putter. But the owner of the snake or the owner of the dog is chayev because it's mamon hamazik. His dog, his snake, did damage. It attacked. And if you're going to tell me that the pi para is considered a chatzir hamazik, then why is the balakele chayev? Why is your hand in the mouth of my dog? So again, according to the, what do you mean? The dog attacked him. Why do you mean? But if you say that, like Tosos, maybe you'll say that the guy, the inciter, took his hand and placed it in the mouth of the right. So that he's putting his hand, you know, grabbed and putting his hand next to the dog. So it makes more sense. Why is your hand in the mouth of my dog? You see that I'm chayiv. It must mean that the mouth is considered rishus. Hanizak. So the Gemara says no. That's not necessarily true. Ema putter af mishasa. Maybe which says putter means not only is the mishasa putter, not only is the balakela putter because it's rishus hamazik. But even the Mishasa is putter. The Gemara says, "Ibais ema the ape lenivi visarte." Maybe we deal with a case where the dog extended its fangs out of its mouth and bit outside of the mouth, so to speak. It scratched him with the teeth, or somehow, or maybe both teeth came out. So the arm wasn't in the mouth; it was outside of the mouth and got bitten. So in that case, it's definitely outside. It's definitely not in Rishus HaMazik. It's Rishus HaNizak. The Gemara, so you can't answer the question from there. So Tashma, the Gemara has another attempt. Later in that same Mishnah, Hishich bo es hanachash. What the case? Someone grabs the snake and attacks the guy with the snake. You know, somehow gets the snake to open its mouth, and while he's holding the snake, attacks somebody. Right? So and he attacks him, and then the snake bites him, and the guy dies. The venom comes in, the guy dies. So Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, Rabbi Yehuda's Mechayev, the guy who attacked him with the snake, he's Chayev, right? That's a Rotseach. The Chachamim poach him, and the Chachamim potter him. What? What's the Machlokas? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, over there, that's on Hedin of Ayim Ches. Kishetimsi Lomar, what's the Machlokas? V'divi Rabbi Yehuda, Eres Nachash Bin Shinahu Omed. So the venom is already exposed. It's already out there. So therefore, V'vikach Machish B'sayif, V'nachash potter. It says, if you attack the guy with a sword, you're attacking him with a live gun. The venom is already there. So if I put the fangs on you, I'm putting the fangs and the venom on you. So I attacked you. The nachash didn't do anything. I attacked you. Therefore, I'm a rotseach. But the nachash is potter. What? Yeah, I don't know how to explain that. Well, divrei chachamim, eres nachash me'atzo meki. He says, no, that the nachash itself brings it up when it's ready to attack. So therefore, when I put... Right, so therefore it's the nachash who brings it. Left the fikach nachash meskila. Therefore the nachash is like a shor in this skull. It's like it's chayv meskila. But the makish, the guy who attacks him, is putter because he didn't. He's
just using him as a weapon to pierce the guy's skin. But the snake on his own has to decide with it.
Yeah, but I don't know. What snake has kavana? I don't know. I don't understand that machlokas. But Gemara says, what's the raya? V'ia marta pi para the chutzar mazik dami. And if you're going to tell me that the mouth of the para is like, or the, in this case, the mouth of the snake, like the chutzar mazik le malay. The owner of the snake could say, "My boy Yaakov Apuma de Chivayi, why is your hand in my snake's mouth? It's my resource. So therefore, you should patter the snake from Hariga because somebody else put the thing in." So the says, "No, there's no raya here. The inyan katala lo arminan. When it comes to ritzicha, when it comes to murder, to killing, we have a different rule. We can't say the svar of my boy Yadcha. Because even if the pi nachash is the resource of the mazik, nevertheless, the nachash would still be chayav skila." Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, would still be chayiv. According to Chachamim, you'd still be chayiv skila, right? But we only say we only have the svar of my boy Yalcha by Tashlumei Nezikin. So Gemara says, how do we know there's a chiluk by Nezikin and by between Nezikin and Misa? We're not Tamra. Where would we learn this from? The Sanya, we learn in our Brisa. Hanichnas lechatzer balabayis shelo b'rishus. I walk in to your property without rishus. V'negacho shorosh balabayis v'meis. And your shore comes out and hits the trespasser, and the trespasser dies. Okay? Shore biskila, ubailim p'turim in a kofer. The shore is done as a shore in Nithkal, because it killed, so it has to get killed. But the bailim is p'turim in a kofer. The bailim doesn't have to pay the kofer payment. Gemara says, bailim p'turim in a kofer, my taima. Why is the bailim p'turim in a kofer? The amrlei, because he can say, the bala shore can say, not to the nizak, but can say to the claimants about the nizak who died, birushusi my bite. What was he doing in my rishus? He came into me. So the Gemara says, so shor nami le malay my boys rishusay. Why is this a shor b'chayv skilo? We could say also for the shore. Why did you walk into the rishus? You shouldn't have been there. But since we see that the shore is dumb, it's niskal ella le'inyan katala lo amrinon. When it comes to katala, we don't say my boy into my rishus. So therefore, should we have a raya? The only raya that we have. The only right that we have is based on is based on our case in the Mishnah by the Charara, right? By the Charara, we say he's chayiv nezek shalem. So the Gemara brought these other cases of shishavos and nachash, and we knocked them off. So we don't have a raya. We don't have a raya that the pi of the para is still considered rishus hanizak. Except I think from our case itself, we said. Because we said tifshot to pi para kechatzar nizak, because that's why. Because if it was chatzar mazik, then why would the owner of the dog be chayav to pay for the charara?
Right.
But then the other cases aren't a raya. But so my question is from the Gemara: once we had a raya from our case, why do we have to bring these other attempts? Short tapim, but sometimes the short tapim are the ones that give you highly deceptive. They give you a lot of time. I'm a basin, not so short. Okay, next case. Hanu izi de bei tarbu. There were these izim, these goats that belonged to the family, to the tarbu family. Davi masi le Rav Yosef. They would keep going out and they would eat the food in the graze in the fields of Rav Yosef, and they would cause a damage to Rav Yosef because they were eating in his fields. So Amar le, Rav Yosef says to Avayi, Amar le Avayi, who was his Talmud, zil emel hula mayir delitzni inhu. Go tell the owners that they should watch their goats so their goats don't come in and damage me in my field because they're chayiv. they're chayiv to watch their goats so they don't do damage. So Amr Lei, and there's a big machlokas here, Amr Lei, of what Abaye is saying, Amr Lei, Abaye says back to Rabbi Yosef, Amai Yisil, what's the point of me even going? Di Azilna, if I go and tell them that they should watch their goats, they're just going to have a retort, Amr Lei, Ligdor Mike De Rabari. Tell your master, tell Rabbi Yosef that he should put up a fence to protect his fields. Why are you telling it's only on me? He should put up a fence to protect his fields. So the Gemara says, wait a second, I Gadar, if really the din is that the Nizak is mechuyev to watch his fields, Shane the Chiyav Rachmana, Hecha Mishkachasle. How are we ever going to find the case of Shane? Because if I don't put up a fence, then you come in. If I put up a fence, how is it possible that someone could be mechayev on eating in my fields? If I had to put up a fence and I don't, then you're never going to be chayev. Where's the Shane then? I had to put up a fence. The Gemara says, Kishe Chatra. We're dealing with a case where the animal, before it came into my field, it ripped open the fence and then it came through. A chatra or a dog. Inami the Nafaguda Balela. Or dealing with a case where my geder fell down at night without me knowing it, and then the animal comes in and then eats.
See, guys, the only case of shame that can happen is when
according to this, the machlokas is whether Abaye is really right. Tosho says, Yachal Lemeimar Ligdor Magdeir Ba'are. Haya nishmat Abaye. Abaye is just trying to push him off. Shelo haya chafetz leiv gushan. He didn't want to do it, so he came up with some answer. You know, he came up with some excuse. The hatnan, because and Tosas proves that you don't have to put up a fence. The hatnan in the Mishnah before, achla mitocha chanus mishlal emes. If my animal's walking through the street and it jumps into you, it turns around and eats from the store, then the owner of the animal is chayav to pay. We don't say, oh, he should be patur because the owner of the store should have put up a door there to protect himself. 1 second. Right. Below Amina Hailo Lino Khanuso. But Kane Aklamitir Khova, Le El Nami Lo Parak to lift or Balakelim and Harara. Rav Alphas Pasak Rav Yosef, Rav Alphas the Rif Pasan's like Rav Yosef, the listened to Abaye Dhuiba Alma. And Abaye's answer is only a Dhuiba Alma. So that's how the Rif Paskins. But I don't have it. The Rush brings down the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel is that you are Chayev, the Abaye is right. You have to put up a fence. So if Abaye is right, what about all these other cases? How does he answer the proofs from Tosos? So he says that in those cases, and the Rush explains, on those cases we're talking about two different situations. We're talking about the damage that's done in the city or damage that are done in the fields. In the city, you're not mechayev the owner to constantly keep his store door closed. Keep his store door closed, no one ever sees the produce. He can't come in. But in the fields, You should close it. So in the fields, you're passing like Abaye, and therefore Abaye is correct. That there is mutal achiyav on the Baal HaSadeh to put up a geder so that the behemoths don't come there. So, right. So the machlokas, right. So according to that, Rabbi Nachanan Paskin is like Abaye. And the Mukhe Yosef says, no, that it's also, most Rishonim, except for the Bach, they hold that Abaye is just giving a dikhu ba'alma. So the Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal in Simon Chav Hei, he asks, I don't understand the whole thing according to Abaye. If you point to Rabbeinu Chananel that you're passing like Abaye, right? We have a din, right? There is a din that Stam Roim are considered Gazlonim. We say that Roim are possibly this, because Stam Roim are Gazlonim because they let their sheep graze in somebody else's field. That was the whole thing with the Roe Lot. The Roe Lot went in and they had a fight with the Roe Avram. They said, you're stealing. Well, what do you mean? If the other guy had to put up a fence, then I'm not chayiv. I didn't do anything wrong. He should have put up the fence to remove the threat. So why am I a Stam Roe? Am I a Gazlan? I didn't do anything wrong. You guys should have put up a fence. He says, Beloni Hirli Cloud, Im Kane, Lama Stam Roe Gazlanim, Psum Leidus, Lifish Ain Rishari Misadus Achirim, I Hayat Sarek Ligdor Kol Adam Sadeu. Right? It should be that if everyone has to put up a fence, Mistama kol asados gedurim heim. V'im kein eich nitzlik stupid sados acherim. It can't be considered going to someone else's field. They should have put up a fence. Why? So therefore, he says that even in the fields, we passing like Rav Yosef. We don't pass in like Abaye. Now you don't have to put up the fence. So the shach in Simon in Tchoshim Mishnah Simon Shin Sadi Zayin Aleph. He argues on the Yamshel Shlomo. He says, no raya. They can still be considered, even if, according to Abaye, you're supposed to put up a fence, the Gazlanim, the Roim are still Gazlanim. Because even Abaye will hold that, yes, they're not chayev for the mazik that they did. But what we say,
you're still chayiv for the hana. You're still chayiv for the benefit that got paid. That you. So let's say I ate a pound worth of food. I would have to pay. I have to pay back the minimum amount that pound would be that I don't have to pay now for my. So if the Rome don't pay that back, they are gazlanim. So you can still stay stam roim or gazlanim even if the fence isn't up and you have a chiyuv to put up the fence. Next case, the Gemara says, Machris Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef made a drusha in the Rabbim, the Itema Rabba, some say Rabba did this, the Salkin Le'ela, those who go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, or the Nathan Le'tachta, and those who go down from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they should be Baki in this din. Hani Easy the Shuka, right? The butchers have their Ezin that are getting ready to, that are Omedes with Shrita, they're just waiting to the day, they're waiting for market day, because on market day it's more expensive, right? They'll make more money, right? Easy the Shuka, the Mafsig day. But the butchers are not watching them so well, and they're eating the payrolls of others. Masrinam b'mara yitreyut fasa zimnin. We're a masrinam, we give hasra. The question is whether you give hasra even before they do any damage. We say you should have to be careful with your goats, right? We eat sayis. Right. No, it doesn't necessarily have to be. You can say that even if they're not, you just tell them two or three times to make sure if they don't, they have to do something to protect it. If they put up some guard, if they are putter in Rishus Harabim, yeah, he's saying Rashi seems to say that even if they're in Rishus Harabim in this instance. Because I guess everyone has permission to be there now. I don't know. It's a good question.
Then we can't stop them from eating.
It's not the butchers. People bring their stuff to the butchers, to the shaykh.
And Rashi says, Imav Sidon, Afidu Bershus Arabim, even in the Bershus Arabim. What do we tell them? Afidu Bershus Arabim, Masvina B'mayo Tzreit Losazim, each side size, if they listen, they listen. The Elo, and if they don't listen, we can shech the Ezim even now. Amrina Le Tiv Amastav B'kabel Zuzach. You go sit in your shop, and you're going to be shechted now, and you're just going to have to and sell it now. Force them to sell it now. That seems a good question. So it seems to be here. The Rashi says clear that it's even Rishus Arabim. I guess here because we're not making him pay damage. We just want him to stop doing the damage. Maybe that's the chiddush. We're not paying them. We're not forcing them to pay the nezek. We're just saying you have to be careful. We want to stop this from happening.
Maybe
has a Rishus Arabim. Oh no, Rashi says clear Rishus Arabim. I think here it's not Midin Chiyuv Nezek, it's just a Hachroza to tell these guys, be careful not to do the damage. If you're going to do the damage, we're going to shef you. We're talking about the Mafsi day. The Mafsi, they're eating other people's fruits. And
I understand that, but he's not talking about the fear of Nezek
here. Right, he's just saying exactly what I said. A preventative measure. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up on the Mishnah tomorrow. Have a good day.